This goes to Dr. Ernest, ERNEST, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Michael Groves, G-R-O-V-E-S, date of birth 4/15/1947. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit with Mr. Groves with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and Parkinson's disease. His last visit was January 23rd of this year. His weight is stable, and he is feeling well. No hospitalizations since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He does have shortness of breath with exertion, and that is stable. No cough or purulent sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day. He's on chlorthalidone, 25 milligrams daily. Lisinopril is 20 milligrams, one twice a day. He's also got metoprolol, 12.5 milligram once a day. Norvasc is 10 milligram daily. In addition to diabetic meds and other routine medications. Physical examination, weight is 155 pounds, pulse 62, and blood pressure 120 over 56. Neck is supple. No lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Heart is irregular. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 19th, 2023. Creatinine is 1.46, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 50. Albumin 4.0, calcium 8.8, electrolytes normal, phosphorus 4.3, microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 1,097, and he's on the maximum dose of lisinopril. Hemoglobin 12.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2, diabetic nephropathy with proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. 3, hypertension is well controlled. And 4, Parkinson's disease. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.